This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. India and New Zealand have strengthened ties with key agreements in defence and trade. The agreements were exchanged following bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon in New Delhi yesterday. India and New Zealand have signed 5 agreements in the fields of defence, education, sports, horticulture and forestry. Both sides also exchanged authorised economic mutual recognition agreement. In a joint press statement following the meeting, Prime Minister Modi said the two countries have decided to strengthen and institutionalise the defence and security partnership. He said the two countries have also decided to launch the negotiations on a free trade agreement to boost mutual trade and investment. New Zealand has joined the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative and has become a member of the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon jointly inaugurated 10th edition of Raisina Dialogue in New Delhi last evening. In his keynote address, Mr. Luxon said, India and New Zealand are fortunate to be part of the world's most economically dynamic region. The New Zealand Prime Minister said, Raisina Dialogue is a forum that provides an annual opportunity for thought leaders from across the world to focus their collective minds on the contemporary strategic challenges being navigated right in the Indian Ocean. The theme of this year's Raisina Dialogue is Kal Chakra, People, Peace and Planet. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh held a meeting with the US Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, the two leaders reviewed defence cooperation and intelligence sharing. Both leaders emphasised that strategic security remains a vital pillar of the comprehensive global strategic cooperation between the two nations. Mr. Singh and Ms. Gabbard reviewed the significant strides made in the areas of military exercises, strategic cooperation and information sharing cooperation, especially in the maritime domain between India and the US. The 9th edition of India-Australia Defence Policy Talks was held in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, the two sides exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Ministry of Defence in a statement said that during the meeting, both sides welcomed sustained progress in bilateral defence cooperation, including the growing frequency and complexity of defence exercises and exchanges. Union Minister of Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman launched a dedicated mobile app for the Prime Minister's internship scheme in New Delhi yesterday. The app provides various facilities including intuitive interface with a clean design and effortless navigation, easy registration through Aadhaar face authentication, and real-time alerts to keep candidates abreast of new updates. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has joined the social media platform Truth Social. This is a medium that is frequently used by US President Donald Trump. In his post, Mr. Modi said he is delighted to be on Truth Social. The PM said he is looking forward to interacting with all the passionate voices on the platform and engaging in meaningful conversations in the times to come. In another post, Mr. Modi thanked US President Donald Trump for sharing his podcast on Truth Social. The PM said he has covered a wide range of topics, including his life journey, India's civilizational outlook, global issues, and more. Earlier yesterday, President Trump had posted PM Modi's podcast with Lex Fridman on his Truth Social platform. Russia has confirmed that President Vladimir Putin and US President Donald Trump will hold talks on ending the Ukraine conflict today. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said that preparations are underway for talks between the two leaders. The United States has reported the first outbreak of the deadly H7N9 bird flu on a poultry farm since 2017 as the country continues to grapple with another bird flu strain that has infected humans and caused egg prices to hit record highs. The spread of avian influenza, commonly called bird flu, has ravaged flocks around the world, disrupting supply and fueling higher food prices. Its spread to mammals, including dairy cows in the US, has raised concerns among governments about a risk of a new pandemic. All banks will remain open for transactions on 31st March this year, despite it being a public holiday to provide convenience to taxpayers. In a notification, Reserve Bank said that necessary arrangements have been made to conduct special clearing operations across the country to facilitate the accounting of government receipts and payments in the current financial year itself. And that is the end of this news bulletin.